We're going to start off in Isaiah, chapter 55. So I guess the title of my sharing here is Take God at His Word, Part B. Remember a couple of weeks ago, Wesley taught on taking God at His Word. And basically, you know, I picked out some scriptures that are really fun and nice and wonderful things God wants us to do. And so basically you could say that about any teaching we do, to take God at His Word, because that He wants us to know that what He put in His Word, He's going to do for us. So anyway, so Isaiah 55, and we'll start in verse 8. It says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord." And I thought, well, that's good. That God, our ways aren't God's ways. We need His ways to be our way, and to do things that He has for us instead of what our minds can drum up. Verse 9, "For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." And this is such a great verse here. This verse to me just shows you how God just takes care of every aspect for us. Verse 10, "For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater." So God, just by doing those two things, takes care of our physical needs. Bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. Verse 11, "So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it." And that word prosper is, it is profitable. When God sends His word, is going to be a profit for whatever we need it to do. It's not going to deter us in any way. It's going to be profit. Verse 12, "For ye shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing. And all the trees of the field shall clap their hands," because we have God's joy in us. Can you imagine John walking down the street and the trees start clapping? Hey, it could happen. Here's another great verse. "Instead of the thorn shall come up the fir tree, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree, and it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off." And that cut off is chewed up. We're not going to get chewed up. We're going to just, it's an everlasting sign that God will take care of us. Let's go to Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 31. Says, verse 8, "And the Lord, He it is that doth go before thee. He will be with thee, He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be thou dismayed." So that word fail, God is, He will not fail thee. He's not going to be slack or faint or feeble in anything for us. And then that dismayed means to break down. So because of that, neither forsake thee, fear thee, neither be thou dismayed or broken down. Why? Because God goes before us. This is in Moses telling Joshua that, because Joshua was going to be taken over pretty soon. And it was a pretty big task that he was going to have to do. But because it is He that doth go before thee. So there's no need to worry or be afraid or to break down. because God goes before us all the time. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 13, way on the other side. Hebrews 13, and let's see, verse 5 and 6. Excuse me. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have, for he hath said, excuse me, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. There's another great thing to take God at his word. We can be confident because God is our helper. God is the help. The word helper means succorer. He's our help in time of need. And, you know, we've all had time of need from time to time, right? So we could take him at his word that he's going to, he's our helper. He's going to take care of us. He will never leave us nor forsake us. In Psalm 23, you guys all know this beautiful psalm. Psalm 23. verse 3, we'll start. Now, you know what? We might as well just read the whole thing. It says, first one, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. What a beautiful mind picture God got for us there. Verse 3, he restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for my name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. God goes before us, remember? Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. So, we can be bold because God is our helper, and we can have comfort knowing that he's there for us. He's prepared a beautiful, wonderful place for us. And then that great fourth verse, that yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, what can be any worse than that? Mm-hmm. I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. And that comfort, part of the explanation was like you sigh like a breath of relief, because God is, he's with us. He's taking care of us. We're going to stay in Psalm here, in chapter 125. 125. Verses 1 and 2. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abideth forever. And that's what God, our trust in God, we can keep trusting in him because he's not going to be moved. Like, it's very hard to move a mountain, don't you think? And God is not going to be moved. He's going to continue to take care of us. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about his people from henceforth, even forevermore. So the Lord, God acts as a mountain range around us to protect us and to take care of us. And just as an added note, tomorrow, December 11th, is International Mountain Day, just so you know. Psalm 25. Psalm 25, verse 2 says, oh my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed, let mine enemies, let not mine enemies, that would be not good, right? Let my enemies triumph over me. Let not my enemies triumph over me. And that ashamed is disappointed. Don't let me be disappointed, God, and we won't be disappointed when we go to Him. Yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed, let them be ashamed which transgress without cause. And that word wait is expect. So we are not only not to just wait, but we are to expect God to do for us what He says He's going to do. Take Him at His word. Verse 4, show me thy ways, O Lord, teach me thy paths, lead me in thy truth, and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation, on thee do I wait all the day long, on thee do I expect. We expect God to do what He's going to do all the day long. And did I read 6? Remember, O Lord, thy tender mercies and thy loving kindnesses, for they have been ever of old. God's tender mercies, His compassion, His kindness are ever of old. They've been around forever, and they're going to keep staying with us. That's what a great God we have. Psalm 73. Verse 26. Well, we might as well read verse 25. Whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is none upon earth that I desire upon thee. My flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. That strength, is rock. He's our refuge, and He's our portion forever. It's never going to end. He's going to keep taking great care of us, whatever we need. Just like when He waters the earth with the snow and the rain, you know, He takes care of us with food and sustenance. He's going to take care of every part of our need. In Psalm 119, verse 50. These are great verses here. Verse 50 says, this is my comfort in my affliction. And that word affliction means depression and misery. So if we're going through any sort of thing like that, I got to read the rest of the verse. This is the comfort of my affliction, for thy word hath quickened me. The proud have led me greatly in derision, yet have I not declined from thy law. I remembered thy judgments of old, O Lord, and have comforted myself. So it's God's word that can help us if we're in misery or if we're in depression or whatever. It quickened us with nourishment, with preserve, and He repairs us. He restores us to be whole again. And it doesn't matter what it is, what the ailment is. He is going to restore us to the fullest. I love that. This is the comfort in my affliction. Thy word hath quickened me. His word is what nourishes us in anything we're going through. Pretty cool stuff. Then these great verses in Philippians. Philippians chapter 4. verse 6. Be careful or anxious for what?
Nothing.
Nothing. Now this word nothing is very deep. Very. It means not one thing.
Wow.
And that's just our God. He doesn't want us to be anxious about nothing. Not one thing. And then, where am I here? 6. So be careful, sorry, for nothing, but in everything. You know what that word everything means?
Everything. Everything.
The whole, whatsoever, whosoever. Doesn't matter. Let your request be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So God doesn't want us to be careful or anxious in anything. Not one thing, and he wants us to go to him in everything. Doesn't matter what it is. And then that great peace is going to keep us. And then, you know, when you do get that way, what does he say? Pray. Keep yourself in prayer to him, and he'll take care of us. John. Regular John, not first John. John 14. John 14, verse 27. Another wonderful verse. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth. And thank God for that, because the world can give, but then it takes away too, or it doesn't give the right thing. But with God, we're always going to get the right thing. So he says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Why? Because God goes before us, and for us, he's in us. So he's taking care of that, all of that situation. And we know peace is a quietness, a rest. And trouble is uncertainty, and there's plenty of that in the world, and plenty of fear in the world. But because God goes before us and takes care of us, we don't have to concern ourselves with it. He gives us his peace. Now, a final verse here already. 2 Thessalonians. Oh, come on. 2 Thessalonians. Chapter 3. This is more of what God has for us. It says, now the Lord of peace himself give you what? Peace always, by all means. The Lord be with you. And that by all means any way possible. God wants us to have what he has. He wants us to have his peace. We have his protection. And we have everything he's given us. And you know, and this is just a little tidbit, and we, you know, we keep learning more and more, and take believing more and more in what he gives us.